Okay, we're up to Pei Aleph on the Beis at the middle of the Amud. The Gemara is the Iker. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish how he knows that Truma Bisman Hazez the Rabbanan. And Reish Lakish answered, because I learn the Inyan of Igul Be'igulim, talking about Truma being bottled. Right, is talking about something that normally wouldn't be bottled because it's sometimes counted. And Reish Lakish holds that anything that sometimes is counted, according to Rav Meir, is not bottled. And if it is bottled, it's only because it's the Rabbanan Bisman Hazeh, therefore it's bottled. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no raya from that, because I hold that the only thing that's not bottled, according to Rav Meir, is something that's always counted. And therefore, an eagle is something that's only sometimes counted, and it would be bottle. So even if it would be minatora, it would be bottle. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, "I learned the Mishnah of the Braisa, I guess, of chaticha minachatichos, and that what's it called is a case where it's something that is always counted, something that is sometimes counted." And it's still bottle. So you see that something that's sometimes counted would be bottle, even if it's minatora. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what that case is. My chaticha. What's the case that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to? That chaticha, bena chaticha, sinisa deraisa, something that's sometimes counted and still is bottle. Detanya. Chaticha shel chatos tohoros. You have slices of meat that are from a chatas tahora. Normally a kohen would be allowed to eat in what's it called, in the Azor. The chain prusa shel lechem haponim, tmeya. Right. That, or, no, it's chaticha shel chatas tmeya. You have a piece of meat of a chatas that's tame, that can't be eaten. Shinisar with the mea chaticha shechatos tahoros. And he got mixed in with 100 chatichos of what's it called, of tahora. If truma's not bottle except in 101, so kodshim is also bottle 101. So it's not enough to mevatlin. It's only right. V'chein prusa shalechem aponim tmeya. A piece of slice of lechem aponim that was tame. Shinisar with the mea prusa shalechem aponim tahoros. Tala, it's bottle. Bottle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo sala. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not bottle. See in a second why. Avo chaticha shel chatas tahora, shenis arva b'mea chaticha shel chulin tahoros. But if you have a slice of chatas that's tahor, they got mixed in with 100 of other chatichos of chulin tahoros, right? So then, you're not really losing anything. You just give it all to a kohen, sell him the chulin part cheap, right? Because nobody else can use it, so you're not going to be able to get full price for it. So you lose a little bit on the sale, but you're not really losing out 100%. So then they said, what's it called? The chain prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros, and sar v'mea prusa shel chulin tahoros. So you could sell it to a kohen and he could eat it. Divrei akol lo sal. Everybody agrees there's not bottle. Because we shouldn't be somech on bittul when you can give it to the kohen, let him eat it. You don't have to be somech on bittul that a Yisrael should eat it, and you won't. You only have a big loss. You only have a small loss. So let's see. But in the first case, it'll be a big loss. Nobody can eat it. It'll have to be destroyed. Then it can be somech on the bittul. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo saleh, because of Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchte min b'mina lo bottle. Rashi learns the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not bottle is because it's min b'mina. Min b'mina is lechem b'lechem, basar b'basar is not bottle. Tosfos questions that Rabbi Yehuda only holds min b'mina is not bottle when it's not bottle where it's mixed together in a mixture. Not where you have some things that get lost together with other things that are not a mixture. Then we don't find the Indian of minbamino. By minbamino is where you have a soup falls into other soup. So it's min lemino, right? But not where you have 10 things and 4 of them are like this and 6 are like this. That kind of rove, we never find it in min lemino. But Rashi says. Okay. Divri akolo sale, but if it's tahar, a slice of chatas tahar, they get mixed in with 100 other slices of chulin tahara, so you could sell it to a kohen, then everybody agrees you don't have diddle. Tanakam moda, then the Tanakam is moda of Yehuda that you don't say it's bottle. Hoil the efshel mokhr the kohen behesed muad. Since you could sell it to a kohen with a small loss, because you're not going to get top price, because only a kohen can buy this mixture. The chaticho proves a darken limonos. So now, and so what Rabbi Yochanan brings a right from here is that slices of meat and slices of bread are sometimes sold by unit. Mishum hef proves a darken limonos. Mishum hefsid muad loma vatlina asira deraisa. And what's it called? Because of a small hefsid, we're not somech on dittel. Right, when you have another eight, so what to do with it? The afal gav the eagle bottle the chulin, v'lo mazbinin lele kohen. Aye, the case of the igulin, right, is bottle, right, and we don't sell it to a kohen. Hosamu the eagle gufei truma derabonani. Over there, the eagle itself is only a truma derabonan, right? So since it's only a derabonan, then even with a small loss, it's bottle. But over here, it's an issur d'oraisa. We're talking about chatas. We're talking about lechem haponim. Right, so there, if it's only a small loss, you're not somech on bittul by an issur d'oraisa, but you are somech on that same bittul even for a small loss by an issur d'rabbanan. Reisha tale de'ein lohem takana elisreifa v'itahepsikotchem. The reisha where it's tamei that's mixed in with chulin tahora, then it's a big. If you don't not somech on bittul, it's a big loss. You have to burn the whole thing. So therefore, you can be somech on bittul. That's the price. Tani mihas, right? But what can we infer from this price? Tani mihas, reisha, tale, that in the reisha it is bottle. Even though, what's it called? Slices of meat and slices of bread or something that sometimes is counted. So you see that what's it called? That even something that sometimes counted is bottle. So what is not bottle according to the mayor? Only those things that are what's it called, those six things or whatever. Tosafot speaks about how do we know that this doesn't go according to the Chachamim, who say that only six things aren't bottle. How do you know that this goes with like Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, right? Reb Meir, that things are what's it called, that things that are either counted or always or sometimes, according to Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, are not bottle. Maybe it goes according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva that it's what's it called? Nothing is not bottle except for six or seven special things, right? So they bring raya that this raya has to go according to Reb Meir. That what's it called? That either because Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir are usually the Baal Pluksa. So Mistam it's Reb Meir, and therefore you can't say it goes according to the Chacham. Whatever, but that's the kasha they speak about. Okay.
How is it possible for Chatzos the Torah to be the Chatzos to be mixed up with the Kulin?
Why?
Where is it?
It was in the Azara, and the.
What's Kulin doing? Pieces of Kulin.
No, so it could be that you're allowed to eat Kulin. What's it called? That actually not allowed to bring chulin bazara, right? Doesn't necessarily mean you can't eat things with it, because the halacha is that you can eat kodshim with spices and things like that are chulin. So you brought it to make a bigger meal, right? You can eat chulin bazara, it can be shecht chulin bazara, whatever, but you can eat it mixed it together with it, or. Stam. People got mixed up. They thought they were. The guy said, "Bring the other chatas," and the guy brought slices of meat that he had for kiddush, for Shabbos, into the Azor by mistake. Simple, right? They had two things of meat, right, waiting for what's it called? And the guy thought this was the chatas meat, and it wasn't. Okay. Katani Mias Resha Rashi says Tala Kashul Esh Lakish. The Omer Kol Shadarko Limnos Shaninu. The Hacha Darkin Limnos Abad. Esh Lakish sells anything that sometimes is sold by unit isn't bottle, and here we see that it is bottle. Tamara says Omer Reb Chiya Barei the Rav Huna Benimucha. It's talking over here where it's not ever sold by unit. It's talking where it got what's it called disintegrated. That's well, it dissolved. Right, dissolved. In other words, it's not a slice anymore. When it mixed in with the other thing, it dissolved. It became mush, and mush you don't sell by unit. Where it says ihachi, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, if it's nimucha, then why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's not bottle? Where it says very simple. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Yehuda tame. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning. The amar nin benino lo bottle. This is really a case of nin benino because it's meat in meat and it dissolved together. It's a mixture. That's lo bottle. Tomorrow says avaloni mucha bai lo sale. But if it didn't get dissolved, according to Eish Lakish, the way he's learning this price, so it's not a question on him, and it would remain a slice, which sometimes is sold by unit, it wouldn't be bottle according to anybody. Then Adetani Aval Chaticha Shel Chatas Tahorish Nisar V'Bemeh Chaticha Shel Chulin Tahorish Lo Sale. Why the Seifa of this price that says, but if it was Chulin Tahara and Chatas Tahara, then it's not bottle because you could sell it to a Kohen. So don't rely on Dittel when you have an easy way out with a little bit of a loss. Why did it make that case? It could have said a different case. But if it wasn't dissolved, then it's not bottle. Why go to a completely other case where it's Tahora and Tahora, even in the case of Tameya and Tahora, which is, what's it called, which is bottle, that's only if it dissolves. But if it's a full slice, it wouldn't be bottle because Kol Shadar Kol Limnos. So why did the Bryce give a far away case where they're different case, where they're both Tahor, that's where it's not bottle. I'll give you a case even where one's Tameya, that it's not bottle if it still slices, right? Niflog v'nisne v'nida. Why go and bring the case where it's tamei that it's not bottle? Tell me there's a case where it's tar that it's not bottle. I mean, and why the case of tar where it's not bottle? There's even a case of tamei that's not bottle. How? Where it's not dissolved. When do we say it's bottle? That's only if it dissolved. Avalo nimucha lo saleh. Right, but if it's not what's it called dissolved, then it's not bottle. Even if they're both, if one of them is tamed, if the chatas is tamed, why didn't it say that case? Well, it says tahoris, but tahoris obviously, right? Because telling me the chiddush of the case where they're both tahor is a bigger chiddush than telling me the case where it's a slice and it's not bottle if it's tamed. Rashi says, why is it a bigger chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rashi, the Kisui Adam Vakomets. The makor of Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Min Bamino Lo Bottle is in Chulin in Kisui Adam and in Menachos and Hakomets. Adetoni Aval Chaticha, the Mashma Taima Mishum the Hetzid Muadu. It's Mashma from the Braisa that the only reason they can find a case where it's not bottle is where it's only a small loss, where you could sell the whole thing to a Kohen for a small loss. Niflug b'dido, tell me there's even a case where it's tamed that it's not bottle, where it still slices. The apple got the leka takant or bottle, even though there's no takon, and you have a big loss, it's still not bottle, and where it slices. Tell me that chiddush. So where it says no, tahora b'tahora adifale. Why? Because it's a bigger chiddush to tell me the case where both are tahor, and that's why it's not bottle. Why? The apple got the shteim tahoros. The shaykh b'hu bitul tula tvei, because there's more reason that a tahar b'tahar should be bottle than a tahar b'tame. Why? The ashka maseches trumas, the truma tahora b'chulin tahorin hakol modim sha'olin, uve truma tmeya b'tahora chalukim b'sham b'desil. We find such another similar case that there's a machlokas b'sham b'desil where the truma tmeya is bottle and truma tahora. But truma tahora in chulin, everybody holds a bottle. But truma tamei and truma tahora may not be bottle. So we see that where it's both tahor, there's more of a reason to be bottle than when one is tameh and one is tahar. And therefore, we have a case of both being tahar, where bittul is more probable, and still it's not bottle. That's the chiddush. And not only that, and it also dissolved, and still it's not bottle. That's a bigger chiddush, because it's not a great loss, so don't rely on the bittul and sell it to a kohen. Okay. Reish Lakish. Maishno Reisho, Maishno Seifa. According to Reish Lakish, what's the difference of the Reish and the Seifa? Why the Reish, right, the Reish, we say that what's it called, that Tahora Bitmeya is bottle where it's Nimuach, and by Tahora's not bottle. According to him, what's it called? If it's not nimuach, right? If it's regular slices, so it should never be bottled, right? That's the Rashi. Reish Lakish, Maishlo Reish Maishefa. Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan, the Moki Lo Bishleima. It's talking about slices, not dissolved. Seifa Kiva the Hetsid Muadhu of Vatlina Chaticha Shleima. All the darker limnos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's a slice, and normally you would have a svara that something that is sometimes counted, right, sold by unit, shouldn't be bottled, even though I hold that that under circumstances where you would lose the whole thing, it is bottled. But in circumstances there's only a little bit of a loss, it isn't bottled. Okay, the Alpha God of Rabbi Yochanan eagles the truma bottled the chulin. To come ahead of Reish Lakish, v'halo ani shone, v'chlau the mode be eagle the bottle, right? Even though Reish Lakish holds that kol shadarko libnos, right, is bottle, because he holds by the igulit that it is bottle, right? Mishum hefsid mua bechaticha mode di avina kulakoi. But even Rabbi Yochanan is mode where it's only a small loss. You could sell the whole thing to a kohen. Then even something that is sometimes sold by unit isn't bottle. However, he gufa d'oraisa lo chashinu lehetsin muad. Since the issus nisa d'oraisa, we are not choshesh for a small hetsin, and we tell you take the hetsin, don't be reliable. Ela l'reish lakish the omer needed d'oraisa lo bottle. The hacha mishum dini muach lo chashin su isur dila ubatla seifa malosala halesali sura veinet. But according to what's it called, Reish Lakish, who holds that anything that is normally what's it called normally counted or sometimes counted isn't bottled ever, right? And that's the reason why what's it called the only if it's nimuach is it bottled. But if it would be a slice, it wouldn't be bottled, right? So then why, what's it called, why the Sefer, right, and he still he holds that what's it called, that because it's Nimuach, it's bottled. So then why isn't it bottled in the Sefer too? Right? If we're Mavatl, and it, real Issa Deraisa, right, only if it's Nimuach, then if it's Nimuach, we should Mavatl it even if it's a small loss, not only a big loss. Right, we don't see that a small loss should make a difference. Even if it's a small loss, it shouldn't be bottled. Seifa, Milo Salo, Lesali Sura Beinats, Nimuach. This is not there. Right? It always is bottled. Why shouldn't this be bottled? According to Rabbi Yochanan, right, the svara is that since this thing has a reason not to be bottled, right, because it's a slice, even though I hold normally it is bottle, but where it's only a small hetzer not. But nimuach is always bottle. So why isn't it bottle even if there's a small loss? That's the question.